Now, in coming to chapter 14, here is a great elegy on death. And he says here in verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And there's nothing any truer than that. It means simply this, trouble is the common denominator of mankind. All of us have had trouble. And he says man's born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. We've seen that. Trouble is the language that the whole human family knows about. Every person knows about trouble. Now, Job here is speaking on the subject of death. Now, he knows that death is inevitable and that he must depart from this world. Now, he has a hope beyond the grave. Now, let's see that. He says, he cometh forth like a flower, and he's cut down, just like a flower. He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. Just like a shadow appears, sun goes down, where does the shadow go? It's gone. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? I'm just a shadow down. I'm like a flower that's been cut down. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. And that is a great truth, by the way. That's the reason today that I don't care who you are. You are a sinner, and you were born a sinner. David put it like this, in sin did my mother conceive me. And this is a great truth. You can't bring a clean thing out of an unclean. How could you be a sinless creature when you had a sinful father and a sinful mother? You can't get a clean thing out of an unclean thing. That's a law, by the way. Now, he says, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. And Job is saying he feels himself as a human being, that he's pretty well hemmed in. And by the way, you are pretty well hemmed in. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What David mean? That when he came down to his deathbed? No. The very minute that you start out in life, you're starting out in a canyon where the shadow of death is on you. And you just keep going until it gets narrow and narrow until, my friend, that's it. You're always walking in the shadow of death. Someone has put it like this, the moment that gives us life begins to take it away from us. Now, listen to him, verse 10. But man dieth, wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? Now, we're talking about this life. A man that's made a tremendous success down here, famous person, he's gone. Where is he? I mean, oh, he may have a few monuments around, a street or two named after him, but what good is that? What does that amount to? Now, he goes on, and we're beginning to break through, and you begin to see the real faith of this man. He says, if a man die, shall he live again? That's been a question, and a big question with man. He says, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. And he knew that was coming. Thou shalt call, I'll answer thee. Even in death, Job says he's going to call me, and I'm going to answer him. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. In other words, God's not through with me. Death doesn't end at all. And you're going to hear him say before this is over, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the last days upon the earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Oh, how tremendous that is, friends. And so, this is a great elegy here on death.